6 p.m.
The National Union of Public and Private Education of Zambia says the behavior of 200 Matera boys pupils to shun away from the day of prayer points to a worrying lack of respect for both school leadership and shared values. Government has lifted restrictions on the export of maize and millet in a move aimed at supporting farmers and boosting income. And in international news, global oil prices have risen as concerns grow over whether a fragile US-Iran ceasefire will hold after Israel launched a wave of strikes on Lebanon.
977 News, all day, every day.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NAPEZ, says the behavior of 200 Matera boys pupils to shun away from the day of prayer points to a worrying lack of respect for both school leadership and shared values. Union Executive President Victor Muyumbwa says if left unchecked, the behavior sets a dangerous precedent that weakens the entire system of discipline in schools. Muyumbwa says the union is of a view that school rules exist for a reason and must be observed by all learners, because when pupils decide to ignore these rules, they are deliberately inviting consequences upon themselves. He says indiscipline of this nature should not be tolerated in any serious learning environment. Meanwhile, Muyumbwa says while the union stands by the suspensions, the school authorities at the school should exercise reasonable leniency in any further action that may follow. He says there is need to ensure that whatever steps are taken do not permanently harm the academic progress of the affected pupils. In other news, government has lifted restrictions on the export of maize and millet meal in a move aimed at supporting farmers and boosting incomes. In a statement, Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu says the decision will allow farmers and traders to access more competitive markets, both locally and internationally, while also stimulating economic activity in the agriculture and agro-processing sectors. Zulu says the decision reflects government's continued commitment to placing the welfare of citizens first, ensuring that farmers benefit from their hard work while contributing to national economic growth. He notes that all traders, millers, processors, and individuals are now free to export maize and related products to any market of their choice, subject to obtaining the required export permits. In more news, government has recruited more than 3,200 health workers in order to address staff shortages in the country's healthcare system. Speaking during a media briefing, Civil Service Commission Chairperson Dr. Jolwe Reani announced that the 2025 health worker recruitment exercise has now been concluded. Dr. Reani says the exercise, conducted in two phases, included promotions of serving officers and the recruitment of new entrants into the civil service. He says the recruitment reflects government's continued commitment under President Hakainde Hichilema to strengthening the health sector and improving service delivery. A total of 3,205 health workers have been recruited across various fields, including doctors, nurses, clinical officers, and other essential health personnel. In more news, the Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has condemned recent calls by certain stakeholders urging the European Union and other international partners to suspend funding to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. The forum chairperson, Solomon Ngoma, says such calls are unfortunate and unpatriotic. Ngoma says any attempt to impose sanctions on ECZ risks undermining Zambia's democratic institutions, damaging the country's international reputation, and creating long-term consequences that would take years to repair. And Ngoma has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to urgently appoint two new electoral commissioners following retirement of Ali Ssemwanga. He says a full bench of commissioners is essential as the country prepares for general elections in the coming months. In other news, Fight Inequality Alliance Zambia, FIS, says the procurement scandal at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supply Agency, ZAMSA, which has led to suspension of senior officials, is linked to the wider crisis of inequality in the health sector. FIA Zambia National Coordinator Mputa Ngalande says the suspensions underscore how corruption and inefficiency in public institutions deepen inequality, with the poorest citizens bearing the brunt of medicine shortages. He says when procurement systems fail, it is not the privileged who suffer, but the millions of ordinary Zambians who depend entirely on public health facilities for life-saving drugs. Ngalande has warned that the ZAMSA case mirrors the same lack of transparency and accountability that FIA condemned in the reported Health for Minerals Pact. He says both institutions reveal how opacity and elite capture of public resources undermine the rights of citizens and entrench inequality. You're listening to the 977 News. Coming up, business news.
977 News, all day, every day.
The business news is brought to you by Ecobank. Following the successful scale-up of the social cash transfer program, now reaching over 1.5 million beneficiaries households nationwide, government has commenced the migration of beneficiaries from manual payment systems to digital payment platforms. Ministry of Community Development Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachila says the transition forms part of the ongoing efforts to enhance efficiency, transparency and convenience in the delivery of social protection services. Nachila says all newly enrolled beneficiaries are therefore urged to select payment service provider PSP of their choice through which they will receive their cash transfers. She says this shift is intended to ensure a timely, secure and more accessible disbursement of funds. Coming up next, international news.
977 News, all day, every day.
And in international news, global oil prices have risen as concerns grow over whether a fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire will hold after Israel launched a wave of strikes on Lebanon. The attacks led Tehran to warn of a regret-inducing response if they continue, while U.S. President Donald Trump has said the country's forces will remain in the region until Iran complies with the real ceasefire agreement. Oil prices had plunged on Wednesday after an agreement to pause the conflict was announced, which included the reopening of the key Strait of Hormuz waterway. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NAPEZ, says the behavior of 200 Matero boys' pupils to shun away from the day of prayer points to a worrying lack of respect for both school leadership and shared values. Government has lifted restrictions on the export of maize and millet in a move aimed at supporting farmers and boosting incomes. And in international news, global oil prices have risen as concerns grow over whether a fragile U.S.-Iran ceasefire will hold after Israel launched a wave of strikes on Lebanon. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News, all day, every day. Get in gear for the ride of your lifetime.
It's the best.
Great music.
For you.
Conversations and high energy entertainment.
That's our 208
on our beautiful Monday.
Here we go.
Afternoon. Exactly.
Easy Drive on Lusaka Radio. Weekday, 3 to 6 p.m.
For you.
City Drive.
Playing you the greatest hits of all time.
City Drive. Weekdays on 977. Love of the city. From the heart of Lusaka, we bring you the latest news.